Mr. Dibbler will feed you to him if there's any trouble. All right, Detritus. Go round to Borgle's, see what he's got. Not the stuff he gives to the usual customers, mind. That is the stuff he give to the usual customers. That's what I mean. 5 minutes later, Detritus trailed back, carrying about 9 pounds of raw steak. It was dumped in the dog bowl. The trainers looked at Laddie. Laddie cocked an eye towards Gaspode, who nodded almost imperceptibly. The big dog put one foot on one end of the steak, took the other end in his mouth and tore off a lump. Then he padded over the compound and dropped it respectfully in front of Gaspode, who gave it a long, calculating stare.
"Well, I dunno," he said at last. "Does that look like 10% to you, Victor?"
"You negotiated his dinner?"
Gaspode's voice was muffled by meat.
"I reckon 10% is very fair. Very fair in the circumstances."
"You know, you really are a son of a bitch," said Victor.
"Proud of it," said Gaspode, indistinctly. He bolted the last of the steak. "What shall we do now?"
"I'm supposed to get an early night. We're starting for Ankh very early tomorrow," said Victor, doubtfully.
"Still not made any progress with the book?"
"No."
"Let me have a look, then."
"Can you read?"
"Dunno, never tried."
Victor looked around them. No one was paying him any attention. They never did. Once the handles stopped turning, no one bothered about performers. It was like being temporarily invisible. He sat down on a pile of lumber, opened the book randomly at an early page, and held it out in front of Gaspode's critical stare. Eventually the dog said,
"It's all got marks on it."
Victor sighed. "That's writing," he said. Gaspode squinted.
"What, all them little pictures?"
"Early writing was like that. People drew little pictures to represent ideas."
"So, if there's a lot of one picture, it means it's an important idea?"
"What? Well, yes, I suppose so."
"Like the dead man?"
Victor was lost.
"The dead man on the beach?" "No, the dead man on the pages. See? Everywhere there's the dead man."
Victor gave him an odd look and then turned the book around and peered at it.
"Where? I don't see any dead men."
Gaspode snorted.
"Look, all over the page," he said. "It looks just like those tombs you get in old temples and stuff, you know, where they do this statue of the stiff lying on top of the tomb, with his arms crossed and holding his sword, dead noble."
"Good grief, you're right. It does look sort of dead."
"Probably all the writing's going on about what a great guy he was when he was alive," said Gaspode knowledgeably. "You know, Slayer of Thousands stuff. Probably he left a lot of money for priests to say prayers and light candles and sacrifice goats and stuff. Used to be a lot of that sort of thing, you know. You get these guys whoring and drinking and carrying on regardless their whole life, and then when the old Grim Reaper starts sharpening his scythe, they suddenly becomes all pious and pays a lot of priests to give their soul a quick wash and brush up, and generally keep on telling the gods what a decent chap they was."
"Gaspode," said Victor, levelly.
"What?"
"You were a performing dog. How come you know all this stuff?"
"I ain't just a pretty face."
"You aren't even a pretty face, Gaspode."
The little dog shrugged.
"I've always had eyes and ears," he said. "You'd be amazed the stuff you see and hear when you're a dog. I didn't know what any of it meant at the time, of course. Now I do."
Victor stared at the pages again. There certainly was a figure which, if you half closed your eyes, looked very much like a statue of a knight, with his hands resting on his sword.
"It might not mean a man," he said. "Pictographic writing doesn't work like that. It's all down to context, you see."
He racked his brains to think of some of the books he'd seen. For example, in the Agatean language, the signs for woman and slave, written down together, actually mean wife. He looked closely at the page. The dead man, or the sleeping man, or the standing man resting his hands on his sword, the figure was so stylized it was hard to be sure, seemed to appear beside another common picture. He ran his finger along the line of pictograms. "See?" he said. "It could be the man figure is only part of a word. See? It's always to the right of this other picture, which looks a bit like a doorway or something, so it might really mean..." He hesitated. "Doorway man," he hazarded. He turned the book slightly.
"Could be some old king," said Gaspode. "Could mean something like, the man with the sword is imprisoned or something. Or maybe it means, watch out, there's a man with a sword behind the door." Could mean anything, really.
Victor squinted at the book again. It's funny, he said. It doesn't look dead, just not alive.
Waiting to be alive. A waiting man with a sword.
Victor peered at the little man figure. It had hardly any features, but still managed to look vaguely familiar.
You know, he said, it looks just like my Uncle Osric.
End of CD 5.